Justine Middleton's office was unusually quiet the other day. It was about 10 o'clock in the morning, and part of her office was just beginning to open. Justine was sharing her office with three dogs. Gabby, Chewy, and Spike were waiting for me like they were the ones that expected to be interviewed. Gabby and Chewy stood on the edge of Justine's desk, wagging their tails and sniffing in my direction. Justine manages the daily operations of the Fayetteville Animal Shelter and is the city's superintendent for the Animal Services Division. From May through August, the shelter runs at full capacity. That means animals, cats, kittens, dogs, and puppies are housed in the shelter waiting to get foster parents or permanent homes.
We take in about 5,000 animals a year, which is a lot. The shelter, when it was built, was never built to function as a countywide shelter, which is what it has been functioning as for about the last 8 to 10 years.
On most days, Justine's office is noisy with the animals chattering away in the background. About 5,100 animals were taken in by the shelter in 2011. Of those, 1,800, nearly 36% were euthanized. Justine said there are different reasons why an animal might be put down.
It's really divided up fairly equally. We see about 30% health, another 30 to 40% temperament, and then another 20% or so, 20 to 30% would be space, which is definitely the hardest reason, you know, because it's nothing that the animal has done wrong. It's just, you know, we have so many and there's only so many homes and so many people we can reach, and that's why we're always, you know, appealing to the community and trying to let them know about the issue.
When the city shelter started taking in county animals, the rate of euthanasia was nearly 70%. I caught up with Lib Horn, former director for the Fayetteville shelter, at the new Washington County Animal Shelter, which is still under construction.
It was approaching 70%. So I think what our citizens should be aware of is that a lot of progress has been made. At that time, the City of Fayetteville and the Humane Society decided to own a big education program and spay-neuter programs that were affordable. We had some citizens who loved their animals but couldn't afford to have it done. So they made it affordable. They got a great education programs, which are still going.
And you said that was 35 years ago?
About 25 years ago. And so a lot of progress has been made. And I think it's good for people to know it's been a big effort and progress has been made. And I expect continued progress.
According to statistics from the Fayetteville Animal Shelter, the euthanasia rate has decreased steadily over the last couple of years. In 2009, the rate was about 47%. It was 39% a year later in 2010. Some area residents consider last year's rate of 36% to be too high. They formed No Kill Fayetteville to pressure city administrators to make changes by reducing the euthanasia rate at the city's shelter. Jade Terminella and Scott Harper are members of the group. They visited the KUAF studio to tell me why they organized.
Our end goal is for the Fayetteville Animal Shelter to have a euthanasia rate of 10% or less, which would include, you know, violent, aggressive animals or sick, very old, unadoptable for whatever reason. And any pet that is adoptable, we want them alive and adopted out. Mm-hmm. That's our goal.
What the no-kill program is really all about is for the shelters to stop killing animals just for lack of space. Because mm-hmm. what's happening now, these are healthy, adoptable animals, many of them, that are being euthanized. And that's what our goal is, to try to save those animals.
Back at the Fayetteville shelter, Justine Middleton said about 30 to 40% of their animal intakes are from outside the city. In 2011, that was between 1,500 and 2,000 animals. In August of 2010, city officials told the county that Fayetteville would stop accepting animals from Washington County. Almost 2 years later, during this August, a new countywide animal shelter should be open and functioning. Washington County is putting the finishing touches on the shelter, which is located behind the Washington County Juvenile Detention Center on Clydesdale Drive in South Fayetteville. The building looks like an oversized house. It has a gabled, low-pointed roof. A new fire hydrant sits on the northeast corner of the property. There are healthy portions of grassy areas all around the property. Great for dogs. I visited Shauna Harvey, the shelter's new director, at the new location. Harvey, who has been director for about 2 weeks, said she was excited for the shelter to open.
We're excited to be able to make a difference in the animals' lives because we're going to be a wonderful temporary home for animals.
A temporary home is key. Harvey hopes that a large portion of the animals brought to the shelter will be adopted out. Information from the Fayetteville Animal Shelter shows that last year, dogs were adopted out more than cats. In fact, about 2,000 cats were brought to the shelter last year. Of those, about 46% were euthanized. Lib Horn, who toured the new shelter with Harvey, said cats were kept in kennels at most facilities. To provide a better space for cats, the new county shelter will feature a free-roaming cat room. Harvey explained the space.
We're going to have the open room for so that the cats, there'll be cat towers and things so that the cats can have time to roam freely in there. And then we'll also have the kennels in the back, and we can rotate the animals as well.
And this is essentially a room with windows on three sides and a door on one side, and then it kind of looks like a little playroom.
It is. Yes, kind of an open kitty playroom. And that was one thing that Liv, you know, really worked with, and we're super excited because this is the first in this area that of the shelters that have this.
Another important space in the shelter is the education room. Harvey explained its role.
This is one of our most important rooms. It's our education room that we will utilize to educate, work with the public, and then we're going to have training seminars and classes and things like that in here as well.
For years, we do education programs. You get a group of children in here and teach them how to take care of animals, you know. And we used to teach them the importance of spaying and neutering, or how to take care of your new puppy when it gets home.
Like what to feed it? Don't feed it like...
Feed it, how to handle it. Yeah, don't feed it chocolate bars. Things like that. And as Shauna has told me, she wants to do a lot of education work to teaching responsible animal ownership, which is part of this reducing the euthanasia rate. Mm-hmm. Because after the animals leave here, we want to be sure that they're being well cared for, because if we're not being sure of that, we don't have a good adoption program.
The new shelter will also have some clinic rooms and a part-time doctor to treat and spay and neuter animals. Initially, the doctor will only work on county animals, but Harvey said she hoped that eventually it would launch a public program so that people could bring their own animals to be spayed and neutered. Back at KUAF Studios, Scott Harper said a low-cost spay and neuter program and a way to trap and release feral cats were two important parts of the no-kill strategy. Terminella said lowering the shelter's euthanasia rate wasn't something that the shelter could actually do by itself.
And I think it's really important to reiterate that this is a community-wide effort, that our shelter alone cannot do this, that it's going to take our city leaders, it's going to take you and I, it's going to take everyone to, for one, speak up and to act and help out in some way.
Harper said the volunteers and the staff of the shelter are great.
The problem with what I've done is when I try to improve some things or make suggestions, they sometimes take it as I'm attacking or not happy with the work that they're doing there. I'm very happy with the work they're doing there. They're doing the best they can with the tools that they were given.
That's where we want the government and city government to step up and give them better tools.
The Fayetteville Animal Shelter is paid out of the city's general fund. When the shelter collects adoption fees, that money actually goes back into the general fund. The shelter never sees it directly in their budget. Here's Justine Middleton again explaining this.
We have a budget from the city of about $800,000. The fees that we collect would be like maybe 10 to 20% of that. So there's no way we would ever be self-funding, which is why, you know, shelters aren't a for-profit business. If they were, I'm sure Walmart would be in it. So operational expenses is so much more than what we collect from fees. And we do a lot of different events throughout the year where we'll lower adoption fees or even waive them just to encourage adoption. So it's nice to have that flexibility. And it's great that our city supports us in letting us do that, because a lot of places don't.
Terminella of No Kill Fayetteville again, she actually said that the shelter staff is doing the best that they could do with what they currently have.
Just like most city programs, they, you know, I don't want to say underfunded, but they're scraping by. They're only given, you know, a certain amount. And I really do feel like they do the best they can. That's why it's more on the city leaders that we need reform. You know, it's not a matter of the staff and volunteers doing more. It's a matter of changing the way we're doing things altogether.
It would take the mayor and the city council to draft a no-kill policy for the shelter. I asked Middleton if she thought that the shelter could even get to a rate where they have euthanasias at 10% of their intakes.
Well, I think that anything's possible, but I don't think it's not just the shelter. You know, it's a community at large issue. It's not just one person's decision or anything like that. I think it's something that the community has to recognize. This is an issue for us. This is important to us, and we want to do the things that we need to do to support getting there.
As I was leaving the Fayetteville Animal Shelter, I met a woman bringing in a cat.
I have a little tabby cat that was dumped off at my girlfriend's house, and it's obviously sick, and it's skinny, and well, I know they'll take care of it here. a lot of cats get dumped off out there, and she's kept like three or four of them, but she can't keep any more, you know. People just think that they can just take them out to country and they'll be okay, and that they'll just get taken care of. Well, look at this little guy. He's a mess. You know, they dump it off, you know, at the house out in the country and just think that they'll be taken in. And, well, we can't take them in.
Over at the county shelter, Libhorn said that she wishes no animals had to be euthanized.
We would love to get where we have no animals to be euthanized.
And
maybe someday in a perfect world.
That day will certainly not come soon enough for some animals. For Ozarks at Large, I'm John Schlois.